how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy, all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor. And take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
A couple guys coming in a little bit later. Coach Bob Shipley going to be joining me. Blake Monroe, my usual host of this morning show, or our usual host, is actually at a doctor's appointment with his wife. Jerry's on the road to Florida to visit some recruits. He's going to stop by here in a little bit, but we're going to talk a little Longhorn sports. Wait on Coach Shipley to get going. CJ Vogel may join us as well, but want to welcome everybody in. Hope everybody's having a good Tuesday morning, getting ready for July 4th week. Longhorns getting a big commitment yesterday. Young man Smith Arogbo out of A-Leaf Hastings committed to the Longhorns. One of the things that I thought was very interesting about Smith is he is a very highly rated prospect by some, and then not very average ranked prospect by others. I want to talk a little bit about that a little bit later in today's show. Also going to talk a little bit more about some recruiting news and notes that are going on. Baseball continues to recruit right now with new coach Jim Schlossnagel. They added a arm from the portal yesterday, so that's going to be some news that we're going to talk about. We're going to take your questions and more on today's live stream here on Coffee and Football. Hope everybody has some fun with us. For now, I'm actually going to go early on while I'm waiting for Coach Shipley. We're going to go to the chat board and get people going. Here's Coach Shipley. He's joining me now. How you doing, Coach? You there? Oh boy, we'll get him. We'll get him back in a second if we can, Coach Shipley, for sure. There he is.
What's up?
You there, Coach? I've also got the other guys tuning in too. You and him both. I had to go to the bullpen. We had to go to the bullpen, Coach. How you doing, Jerry? How you doing, Coach?
Doing great. How are y'all?
Doing great.
Jerry, I tell you what, we just kicked off the show, went ahead and got it going. And for folks, I was going to go to some chats that we've already had. Jerry, I'm going to start with this one. Jay Lee, seems shocking that Sark and staff haven't realized or accepted the fact that a top five class in 25 is going to cost a lot more than in 24. You agree with that? I mean, do we think Sark's out to lunch on this?
No, not at all. I don't question where Texas class is going to end up. I just question if they're going to fill all their needs. Texas will be just fine in recruiting. They have momentum. They're going to recruit really good players. The question is, are they going to fill their needs? They're going to have a top 10 class, probably a top five class when all's said and done. But are they going to fill all their needs? That's the question I have.
And I think that means to me, this is the whole thing about class recruiting rankings, Jerry. You and I and Coach Shipley, who's joining us, well, we talked about this before. The question I have, Jerry, is, you know, is that a situation where we should even be Should the recruiting rankings tell more of a story than just how many stars you get overall and whether or not they actually, the meaningfulness of filling your needs becomes the priority as opposed to just numbers on a piece of paper? Like if Texas gets zero defensive tackles out of this recruiting class, that's not going to happen, by the way. But if that were the case, you could call it a top five class all you want, but it's not really a top five class, right? That begs that question as well. I'm bringing in back in Coach Shipley. Hey, Coach Shipley, how important to you is it when it comes to filling your needs in recruiting? Like, regardless of whether a recruiting class is ranked high or not, how important is it filling your needs in comparison to that? I mean, it's almost like, you know, rank number five is worthless unless you actually get what you need. What do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously you've got to fill your needs. There's no doubt about that. But I think there are some people that are panicking right now. But I really think if we are what we think we are, and we are what a lot of people are predicting we're going to be this fall, I think we're going to see some flips as the season progresses, especially if we beat Georgia and DKR, we're going to see some flips. And I'm not quite as worried. I mean, yeah, I'm concerned about it, but I think you make a really good point, Bobby. You can have a really highly rated class, but if you haven't filled your needs, what have you done? Thankfully, the transfer portal it makes it a little bit easier. It's not quite the crisis that it used to be before that, with players being eligible immediately and so forth. It's not as a big a crisis, but I think. If we don't have anything breaking between now and the season, then I think the fate of our recruiting class, especially at the defensive line, is going to be in the hands of how well we play and how well we perform and how much publicity and momentum we're getting on the national scene. And people go, yeah, they are for real. They just went in and cleaned the table in the Southeast Conference or came close to doing it. Yeah, that's a place I want to be a part of. And I do think talking about NIL, of course, the original question, I think Sark has his pulse on that. He knows what it costs. He knows what, these guys, they have a huge staff and they're constantly studying every aspect of NIL, recruiting, who's on the portal every day and all that stuff, as you guys all obviously know.
Yeah, I mean, my take on this is – Sark knows how much things cost. That's not an issue, and he didn't go into it blindly, Jay, at any point in time at all. Hey, Jerry, let's talk a little bit about Smith Orogbo, young man out of A-Leaf Hastings, commits to the Longhorns, gives Texas down. I believe that's 13 commitments on the 2025 recruiting class. Orogbo, his ranking, guys, is all over the map, and I want to read this out to folks because I sent it out in a group chat to our group today. Smith Orogbo is ranked as high as the number 26 overall player in the country by one service, and then as low as unranked nationally in the top 300.
Unranked four-star, though. Unranked four-star.
Yeah, unranked four-star. Right. And so, Jerry, what's your take on Smith Orogbo and what you saw from him? And Bob, if you saw him, I'm going to ask you to pipe up a little bit because I know y'all talked about him a little bit yesterday. Yeah. You and Rod and CJ in the winning drive. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, from the ranking standpoint, that's really eye the beholder, and I'm big on senior year there because if you say you have somebody ranked 25 in the country right now, that means you have them ranked higher than Colin Simmons and Dallas Turner coming out of high school. So let's see senior video. I think his upside is that of a high NFL draft pick. I also think he's got a little bit of ways to go physically. But I think he made a football, an academic and football-focused decision yesterday. Coming off that Texas visit, one thing he told me was he was really impressed with the strength and conditioning program and how much Zena Umeozulu's body had changed in a short amount of time. So he's a kid that, yeah, academics matter to his dad, but he's very football-focused, and he showed that kind of the way he talked about the Texas visit, what stood out, what he was looking for, and then why he made that Texas decision. So it tells you that his mind's in the right place to go maximize his talent. If he does that, I think he can be a high NFL draft pick. I have him as a top 100 level kid in the country. Where that all shakes out, that depends on who's ranking guys in the eye of the beholder. But I have him as a top 100 ranked level prospect in the country going in this senior year off his upside.
Bob, what did you get a chance to watch this film a little bit yesterday?
Yeah, I did. And CJ and I noticed exactly the same thing, and that is his first step. You know, he's got a really great first step, and that's something that you can't – it's very hard to – you know, it's kind of like speed. You can coach it, you can refine it, but either you've got that or you don't. He body-wise, I said yesterday on the winning drive, he kind of reminds me of a Sergio Kindle when Sergio came in from Woodrow Wilson High School in Dallas and turned into a freak. I mean, I remember walking in and seeing him with his shoulder pads off, shirt off, and I thought, that's what a college football player is supposed to look like. I mean, you know, just and I think Sergio is pretty close to the same size coming out of high school. So I think he's got a tremendous upside. I think, you know, one of our viewers mentioned, you know, Osiah and some of the other guys that we have. Of course, this guy's bigger than Osiah, but still just a great, you know, we knew Osiah coming in was very fast twitch and had a chance to be great. And I think this kid is on that level, although I think he may even have more potential because of his size. In fact, one of the things that that Rod Babers was saying yesterday, he almost looks skinny, you know?
Yes, what is he does in person.
220. He looks skinny, you know? I mean, this kid is going to fill out and be a beast, in my opinion. It's a great pickup for the Longhorns.
I agree. Yeah. And seeing him in person twice, at 205 pounds, he looked really skinny. At 220, he still looks skinny. He's going to be 6'4", 255, 260. I think within a year of college football. And I'll say this, Bobby, we talked about this yesterday, but Lance Jackson and Pettijohn combined at the edge position, Texas hit an absolute four-bagger.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that, and I want to bring that up, Jerry, what they've done at the edge position over the last 2 years. Look, Colin Simmons and Zena Umeozulu, they went after two guys hard last year. Those are the two, right? They went after two guys hard this year. Marco Jones, Texas was trying to decide between Smith Orogbo and Marco Jones. That's my understanding. And they went with Smith Orogbo.
Yeah.
That's who they wanted out of this, along with Lance Jackson. So they're really, I mean, you can talk about edge recruiting having been a bugaboo for Texas in the first two or three years at for Steve Sarkisian. You can't anymore, Jerry.
Yeah,
I mean, they basically just went 4-for-4, Coach Shipley.
And those are the kind of guys you expect to see in the SEC.
Yes.
That's what excites me about it. Those are, if you think about SEC guys, those guys fit the mold.
Got it. All right. Hey, I want to say thank you before we go much further to one of our key sponsors, and that's our friends over at Texas Electricity Ratings. If you have are living in one of the areas that is one of the deregulated cities for Texas electricity, you get a chance to shop for your rates with the folks at TexasElectricityRatings.com. You get a chance to have lower, what do you want to call it? Rates, I guess, lower overall conversation and our lower overall rates for your, I'm babbling right now, guys. I'm having a problem. I don't know what's going on. All this stuff going on with you guys coming in. I had to get you guys in late, and I'm sorry. This is all my fault. But anyways, Texas Electricity Ratings, our friends over there. If you've been living in a deregulated electricity city like Dallas and Houston, you understand that the deregulated electricity market can be confusing. Texas Electricity Ratings is a shopping website that lets you compare prices, read customer reviews, and find a good electricity plan that fits your needs. It also filters out a lot of the gimmicky plans on websites like Power to Choose that trick customers into expensive bills. So if you're in the market for a new electricity plan, shop TexasElectricityRatings.com/OTF for all your electricity needs. That is TexasElectricityRatings.com. I want to make sure I say this right. Coach was not originally supposed to be on here today, and Jerry wasn't supposed to be on until 9:20, but we had a little, or until 8:20, but we had a little miscommunication on my end. So I apologize to everybody for that, starting off solo today.
All right, so Jerry, go ahead. It's a good thing I don't have a life.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'm a retired Bobo, and I just research Texas football. That's just kind of what I do now.
There you go.
Hey, I've actually got one for you. This is for you because you're an older guy now, and you remember this guy. We're officially 60 days away from Texas football. And Brian Berg says, happy Tommy Novus Day. Hook 'em. Bob, you're a little bit older than me. Not much, but a little. What do you remember about Tommy Novus and his ethos and what it meant to Texas football?
He was one bad dude, man. I mean, it's pretty incredible. I love the tradition that we had for years. It's stopped now, but, you know, whoever won the honor, I guess, or got the okay from the other badasses out there, got to wear number 60 as linebacker because he was the epitome of a tough, hard-nosed linebacker. And, you know, I he passed away. Didn't he pass away a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
I believe. But I just he's the first linebacker for the University of Texas that I remember just going, man, that is a man. I mean, that guy knew no fear. He had great instincts. He had an uncanny ability to explode into a ball carrier as he was making the tackle. I mean, he made it look violent. Now, I just remember thinking violence and toughness when I saw Tommy Novus play football when I was growing up in the 60s. And I think it would be really cool if linebackers would start doing that. Whoever the bell cow is would start wearing number 60, although number 60 is not real cool, you know, anymore for a linebacker.
They'll wear six, but not 60. But I was going to say, to Coach's point, you know how we know a guy's a great player when others wear his number, especially for a special commensuration or game or whatnot. That's how you know a guy was a great player, truly great player at the college level. What did Ricky Williams do in the Cotton Bowl? He wore 37. I mean, that is different level stuff there, right? I mean, really, not a better 60. And somebody's joking around Breckenhager days away. But, obviously, Tommy Novus, one of the great all-time football players at the University of Texas. By the way, we've had a lot of Riley Pettijohn questions. We'll just have to see where that goes. Will him and Elijah Barnes, would they go to the same school? Is that a sticking point? I think we're going to find out in 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, a couple of notes here real quick that I have, actually. I remember in my days, Brian Jones, who's now on CBS, he wore 60 to acknowledge Tommy Novus. in that history and tradition at Texas. Britt Hager, Brecken's dad, was one of those guys at Ward as well. Derek Johnson, excuse me, even wore it for a game, I believe, just to do that. So, hey, it's interesting stuff. Jerry, here's one for you that I think's that's going to be it is a truth in some respects. And Bob, you've been a high school coach up in that area too. Cataract Cowboy, why is there not more talent coming from the Plano schools? Others from the same area and same classification, like Southlake and Frisco, have more talent. What's happened at Plano? Plano East, Plano Senior. Anything, Jerry, in your opinion?
There used to not be a Southlake and there used to not be a Frisco. They were little bitty farming communities. That's what I think. I don't know about you, Jerry, but they have just, the Metroplex has expanded and these families continue to move out on the fringes. And although I don't know if Plano East still does, but they had one of the largest enrollments in the state. So that's a good question. My first thought was that you've got 10, 12 high schools in Frisco now, maybe more.
Yeah. And I think this too, I think there's been such a success at Allen High over the last 15 years that if there's a decision to be made there between a Plano school and Allen for football, people are going Allen's direction.
Good point.
And then you have Lovejoy exploding, and now Todd Dodge is over there, right? Melissa has exploded. So I think the growth in DFW, people moving in, have all gone to Allen, Lovejoy, Melissa, in those areas, even the McKinney schools. I mean, I was shocked at the talent level McKinney High had last year when I went through there. They had 10, 12 Division I players on that team, in my estimation. So I just think it's more of the older population, more the traditional population in the Plano area. The people that have moved into DFW, I don't think are probably moving into the Plano ISD schools that have the athletes. But like Zane Petty said, but here, Plano East went undefeated in one state in basketball this year without a major Division I player. So that was one of the cooler stories. But Plano East, I think, has some individual talent on the football field. Plano does occasionally. They just have 1, 2, or 3 Division I guys, which leaves you in the dust in DFW right now on an annual basis.
I go back to those days. Bob, do you remember this? Remember a guy named Billy Ray Smith?
Absolutely.
Played at University of Arkansas. Yeah. He was from Plano, right? And there was a guy that I worked with at the University of Texas back in the late 80s, early 90s, named Russell Patterson, that was a defensive tackle up in that area. And he said he remembers going to football games in high school where the high school crowd would be yelling, chanting in Plano, Billy Ray, Billy Ray, because he just made tackle after tackle.
Yeah.
I think of that, and then I look forward to all those players that came through Plano and all the state championships that they had in the, what was it, the late 90s or mid-90s or something?
Well, all the way back to the 70s. I mean, Billy Ray was probably 79, maybe 80 class. I played college ball with a defensive back from Plano that played with Billy Ray. So I'd say late 70s, early 80s was Billy Ray, and they were dang good in the 70s and early 80s. I know. I guess on into the early 90s now that I think about it.
Yeah, they had good teams. They always had good teams, and then I don't know what's happened. I think that's other than then Dallas growing up, right? I mean, Dallas is essentially grown up. Hey, guys, I want to take a second and mention this to you. Thanks, Jack, for doing this. And we are right now promoting a fundraiser. And it is a fundraiser for the Freer High School Band to go be involved in the parade at the Football Hall of Fame induction for their most famous alumni, defensive tackle Steve McMichael. And so many people don't know this, but how these things work is you get invited, but then they can't pay for everybody to go. The football Hall of Fame group, They just want to celebrate those players and allow them to have a spot. Well, you have to fundraise for that. And Freer is a rural community, farming community in South Texas, and they need our help. I personally put in money. I know Steve McMichael's wife donated some funds, and I know many of you guys have already put it in there as well. I put the link in the chat here today. Please consider a small donation. They're trying to raise $20,000, and I think we're at $5,000 within one day of really starting this off and kicking it off. So I want to help them get there. I know other people will be helping as well. Any small amount helps. We appreciate it very much, Jack, challenging all OGs to donate to the GoFundMe for the Freer Band to honor Bam Bam McMichael, a true Longhorn legend. Hey, Coach, please tell people how that works with small towns. I mean, you've coached at Brownwood. I mean, you've coached a number of different small towns and how they need help, outside help in fundraising, because, heck, you've had to fundraise yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah, especially, yeah, I started in Rotan, which is may even be smaller than Freer, but it doesn't matter what level you're at. You always, you know, you don't, it's very difficult for a school to give all the students the things they need academically and have money left over for extracurricular. And sometimes even band gets less than they should, because you have what's called revenue sports and non-revenue sports. And, you know, football will actually sometimes make some money in high school. But the band is such an important part of the high school scene. Not only do they represent you in halftime, but also in parades and other things. They have a very limited budget. And so I think it's awesome that they even know Bam Bam McMichael, the great Freer. What were they?
Buckaroos. They're the Buckaroos.
Buckaroos. Okay. Well, anyway, I think it's awesome that they're doing that. And
how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yeah, you don't, there's just no way, especially today with all the prices going up on fuel and everything, if they can have enough money. So everybody has to do fundraising. And the way you do it is the way you do it. There's really not a lot of limits on it. They kind of frown on some of the lottery stuff, you know. But other than that, I think it's a great cause. And I think that it's something that a lot of schools have to do. And I just think it's really cool that Freer High School is doing something, raising money with McMichael. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think we got to put it out there because we want to see him go in the Hall of Fame the right way. That's right. And as much hoopla and I guess just panache as he can get. You know, he deserves it. He lived a big life, representing the University of Texas well, and so good for him. Hey, Jerry Hamilton, I've got to ask you a little bit, bud. You said some stuff yesterday that apparently were fighting words to one Billy Lucci. And Ryan, I think his name's Ryan Broninger. I hope I'm saying his last name correctly. I know that's his name. I don't know if it's the right way to say his last name. Apparently, Billy got on Texags yesterday and challenged you and maybe even me to go into the Snook Cemetery where Jim Schlossnagel apparently met Chris Del Conte and meeting up without any cameras around. What do you have to say about that? I don't know if you saw anything that he said or whatever.
Can I come?
Yeah, go ahead, Coach.
I would love to be there.
Normally, when that's a response from somebody, I might have said something that was true and struck a nerve.
Okay, Jerry. There's probably a little bit of truth to that. Hey, Jerry. Now that I want you to not strike a nerve here. By the way, please. Do your daily Manscaped read. If you don't mind.
Coach, this is our favorite time of the show.
Yeah.
Look, I'm driving. I keep the handyman, the Manscaped handyman, in the car. But we're not talking about the handyman. We're talking about the summer barbecue 5.0. It's sizzle alert this summer. Let the only thing smoking at your barbecue be the grill, not your grooming game. Get ready for the ultimate cookout season with Manscaped. Whether you're flipping burgers or cannonballing into the pool, make sure your meat looks neat with the Performance Package 5.0. Got to have your meat looking neat, guys. Fire up your grooming routine and keep it cool with Manscaped. Head to manscaped.com and use code ONTEXAS for 20% off and free shipping. Let's make this summer sizzle for all the right reasons. And look, after you, having that meat look neat, after you got the meat looking neat, guys, it's the Crop Soother, the ball aftershave lotion. Post-care, post-trim care never felt so good with the Crop Soother ball aftershave lotion. Let's say goodbye to painful chafing and hello to all-day comfort, even while manning the grill.
I could have sworn you said do a cannonball on a pole. I don't know.
I did. I misspoke.
I don't want to be part of a cannonball on a pole.
No, that would hurt. That was hurt. I was already thinking about keeping the meat neat.
I give up, guys. I really do give up.
Hey, Bobby, let me hit this question. Yes, there's still some silent commitments out there. And if they do go public and they go Texas ways, it will greatly impact the class.
Good stuff.
When do you expect that?
That'll be interesting. We got some decisions coming up that'll be big for Texas. Cade Phillips is July 6th, which Bobby and I think is a top 150 level prospect in the country. Or I do. You have Nick Townsend coming on July 8th. Announcing July 8th out of Decaney, one of the top tight ends in the country. You have a number of guys that are starting to announce. I think DeCorian Moore, by the way, I don't think that goes to August. I think he'll announce something in July. Then you have Kalik Lockett. You have Jamie French August 30th. But I really think these next couple of weeks could be pretty impactful for Texas if it goes their way.
Just to give you a sense, Coach, I think Nick Townsend, DeCorian Moore, and Cade Phillips are all top 10 players in the state of Texas.
Yeah. The tight end at Decaney.
And I think Lance Jackson and Smith Arogbo may be too. So that might be in some rankings or some variation of rankings might be five guys of the top 10. Just putting it out there. That's where we're looking at. And it is the next week to 10 days. Kelshon Johnson, by the way, Jerry just put out that he's announcing on July 8th as well.
Yeah. That'll be A&M barring a change.
Yeah. Somebody's asking, Jay Lee wanted to know, can you all ask CDC to donate? You know what? I'm going to do that. I'll see what he has to say. He gets a lot of those requests though, as you guys know. So this one may or may not work for him. Sark Attack, just a little comment here. This is our month sitting by the pool, Longhorn Yeti full of Texas pecan. I'm going to skip that second part. Great day to be a Texas Longhorn. Thank you, Sark Attack, for that. Let's ask this question for Bob and Jerry and myself. Rodrigo Ruiz, is Arch a one-and-done player? Jerry, no. You have a strong opinion on this.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
No chance. Zero chance. Just look at the history of the Manning family. They don't do that. It's about development. And, yeah, some people say, well, they have a lot of money. They can. Maybe. But it's still about development with that family. They haven't had one guy that's left early, college. Peyton was there 4 years. Eli was there five. And I know we live in different times, but Arch will do just fine with NIL. They're not going to start 12 games and go to the NFL after 1 year, 13 games, whatever it is. It's not going to happen. He's going to play at least 2 years. At least 2 years. The question is he going to start two or is he going to stay for a third? Because if you look at the history of the family, not out of the question he stays for a third year starting, guys.
I agree. Well, yeah, I agree. I'm going to say two in today's world. I think two, but I would love to see a third. But I agree with everything you said, Jerry. I think everything you said was spot on. Anything I say would take away from what you just said. I think you hit the nail on the head.
It's just a different family. They are so detail oriented, process oriented, development oriented. You don't just start 1 year and back out of that and suddenly he goes pro. That goes against everything that family's done for 25 years raising quarterbacks at this point. It's not going to change now.
And really, why should it? Sure. Man, look, he's in it. He's in this. A quarterback's different than a running back. Running back, you worry about tread on the tires.
Right.
Right. I mean, with quarterback, you're worried more that if he gets into the wrong situation early in his career in pro football, that actually limits his time in pro football because of concussions or being thrown to the wolves too early. He needs to be ready. And I think that's what Jerry's talking about, is completely ready before he's being asked to do this against guys that are 27, 28 years old and are making, and this is a living, like a true living, live or die type situation. That's the thing about pro football that always strikes me is, you know, the backup linebacker there can end your career quickly if you're a quarterback. And so you got to be ready to go into that. All right. I have some other questions coming up as well. And I want to get to this if we don't mind. Jerry, what do you think of this? Q Breaker 77 sub. Could Lance Jackson, in your opinion, be spun down to the inside if he gets a lot bigger? I mean, that seems like a reasonable question. He's 6'5", 270 today.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I mean, normally, if you and I are talking about this, Jerry, we see somebody 6'5", 270, we already think he's heading to the inside.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
So we throw out Julius Peppers from a frame standpoint, maybe athleticism standpoint, right? So if he continues on that path, he's a guy that I think will play end. But in the modern day of college football, then you can spin him in on third down. Rod loves the NASCAR package, right? I don't think he'll ever exclusively be a defensive three technique. I think he's going to have a lot of value at that size and that frame and that athleticism on the edge. But can you bring him inside on some third downs and within your scheme, within your blitz package? Absolutely. I don't think the guy's ever going to be 310, 320 pounds playing exclusively inside. I don't see it. And by the way, he doesn't want to do that, and that matters, because that means he'll keep his body where it needs to be to stay on the outside.
Good stuff, Jerry. Hey, I want to say this. Somebody just texted me. Don't forget about Jeff Lighting, number 60.
That's true. That's
Bob,
true.
You'll remember him.
Mid to late 70s, 76, 77, seemed like 75. I can't remember for sure.
It all runs together now, Coach. That's 40 years ago. But he was out of Kansas City and then ended up in Tulsa as a high school senior, went to Union High School up there in Tulsa. I'm actually going to be doing a meeting with the Texas X's of Tulsa. I believe that's going to be on July 25th of this year. So please come out and see me if you're up in the Tulsa area. All right, some other questions here that we're going to get to. Jack Lala, always love Bobby's reactions to Manscaped ads. Famous quote on Novus, he was Butkus before Butkus. That's from Jack Lala, our friend there. Look,
we've had some bad,
but go ahead. Tremendous player. Go ahead, yeah. Jerry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to respond. We've had some Madden Foramo questions. I'll try to get something on that today for you guys when I'm on the road here.
Okay, Foramo is the linebacker out of California that Texas is chasing at this point as well.
Chasing.
All right, and he is a stud.
Stud. Yes.
Woo. Hey, by the way, Jeff Lighting passed away in 2014. He was late 70s, early 80s, just to clarify that.
Gotcha. All good. Guys, we got some time here, and I'm looking down the chat line and trying to see if some questions we want to answer. Please get your questions in, and we'll try to do that. Jerry, you're on your way to Florida. You're going to stop by and maybe meet some recruits on the way. Where does Texas stand right now overall in recruiting, in your opinion? We talked about it at length, but we've got a couple of days to stew on it now after the miss on Josiah Sharma, right? And then Dorian Brew almost immediately announces for Oregon the very next day. You've had some time to kind of gather your thoughts. What do you think? What are you thinking right now?
I think, look, nothing's changed for me. I think Texas is going to end up with a top five level class come December. It's what Sark's done, three straight classes. This year will be four. As long as things go well on the field, which they're expected to. We don't know how well, but we think they'll go well. My question is, look, they're going to have to fill the need at D-line because that's not going to be filled in June, July. July, August. So they're going to have to go back there. I look at Chase Sims at Richmond Randall, who I think is a very good player. It wouldn't shock me to see Texas go back in and offer a guy like that and then keep fighting for some of the other guys. But I think a lot of people are wanting to ask about the linebacker position, right? I think Elijah Barnes in the class. The question is, are they going to fill all their needs? If they hit on a couple of the five-star receivers, they're going to be sitting around the number seven or eight ranked class. So the class ranking, we were talking about that earlier, is going to look good. But then they're going to have to fill their needs on the back end of that class in the fall to have that top five class that fills the needs. Now, what Coach spoke about, too, is nowadays in the portal, if you don't fill a need in your blue blood, oh, well, just go fill it in the portal, get a one-year or two-year player, and then move on to the next class. So it's always good to be a blue blood. But my question isn't if they're going to have a top 10 ranked class and probably a top five level class. That's going to happen if they sign 23, 24 players in this class or 25. The question is, are they going to fill all their needs? And right now, we can't answer that and say they 100% are. That's going to have to play out over time. I do think they're going to have to be strong in senior year evaluations, and they're going to have to, I call it recruit through the whistle. Some people hate the term, but they're going to have to stay on to some of those guys, see what happens when the coaching carousel gets going again. You know, what if Dan Lanning starts popping up at Florida if Billy Napier doesn't make it, and it's him or Lane Kiffin for that job? You have to hang in there. If Texas didn't hang in there on 2022 class, and they've taken four offensive linemen early, where would Kelvin Banks, Cam Williams, and all those guys be right now? So you have to stay in there. You have to keep evaluating guys. I think Texas recruiting is going to be fine. I think they're going to sign another top 10 class. And I think there's a, again, if they sign the numbers, then they'll have a top five level class once again. The question is, are they going to fill all their needs? And we can't answer that right now, honestly.
All right. We do have a little bit of news that broke over the night, yesterday. Ollie Gordon, the stud running back at Oklahoma State, apparently arrested for DUI. Of course, Texas doesn't play Oklahoma State this year, but early lead, one of the early discussion guys for the Heisman potentially, as well as any national running back of the year award, young man out of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex as well. Coach Shipley, I don't get a chance to talk to you much. You and I don't do a lot of shows together, et cetera. You do the Winning Drive with Rod and CJ on Mondays and Thursdays. So I figured I'd take this time to ask you a couple of questions about the team this year and where you think they're situated right now. What are the things that you're most excited about right now with this team? And what are the things you're most concerned about? Give me those two pieces.
Well, Rod and I talk a lot about that. And, I'm excited. I mean, color me surprised. I'm excited that we have reloaded with some outstanding receivers and the great young receivers that we have. Some of the video I've seen of those guys working out, it's really impressive to me. I'm very excited about the receivers. I'm very excited about Quinn in his last year, really spreading his wings and taking command of this offense and taking his game to a new level. The offensive line will be a key to that. I like our running back situation. So offensively, I feel like we have a chance to be one of the top offenses in the conference, if not the country. Defensively, I've been a little bit taken back, a little bit surprised. Obviously, my concern is a secondary. The last two times we've seen our secondary in action, the Sugar Bowl and the spring game, it didn't look good. And then you come out, they're coming out with these national rankings and they're ranking our secondary in the top 10, sometimes as high as like seven, I think maybe. And so I'm thinking, okay, well, I don't think people have watched all, 14 games or whatever, like we did. I think they're going on stats. They're looking at stats and they're not looking at the plays where they get beat. We've seen that so many times. And I will say this, it's the secondary in the spring game, probably they played pretty vanilla. And I think Sark knows that everybody wants to see offense. Everybody wanted to see Arch. And so he probably threw a couple of wrinkles in offensively to help them shine, maybe some things that did, because you've been going against this offense every day in spring ball. I mean, there shouldn't have been guys running that wide open. So I have a feeling that there were, even though it will never be public, there were a few new wrinkles, some things they haven't seen. But I was disappointed in the development of our secondary from the Sugar Bowl performance to the spring game, which is the last two times I've seen them. So that's obviously a concern of mine.
Jerry, you have anything to add?
No, I mean, look, I go back to this. Texas is going to be such a fast team this year, both sides of the ball. More quickness, more speed. I agree with Coach. The one thing that everybody's talking about interior D-line, I think they have enough depth pieces there, and I think they're going to move some things around the chessboard a little bit. They're going to be a little different with Johnny Nansen's input in that front. I think corner depth, look, if there's a position I look at where if you have an early season impactful injury and it can really hurt you, it's at corner. That one worries me a little bit. Who in August is going to step up as your fourth guy? And is that fourth guy somebody that would be reliable if you have one of your top two guys go down with injury for any amount of time? I know a lot of people say the same about Anthony Hill, but Anthony Hill's a little different level player. So if you lose him, no way your backup's going to be that good. But just from a depth standpoint at corner, that is one thing for me. I think offensive line, my other, not concern, but question, right side of the offensive line and pass pro. Cam Williams and DJ Campbell working in tandem. How much has DJ Campbell improved as a pass protector. Cam Williams is going to be tremendous in the run game. How's he going to be in pass pro, especially like week two against Michigan? Because you know, Coach and Bobby, you know Michigan's going to attack that right side and see it and see if they
can with the best defensive line in the country.
Yes.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'm agreeing with that comment. The right side of the offensive line, it's interesting because I think back to Christian Jones, gets picked by the Cardinals, obviously, NFL player. A lot of these guys learned on the job, right? Christian Jones got better over time. I think that Cameron Williams has more talent than a Christian Jones, like just more raw talent. Doesn't mean he's going to be a better player out of the gate. They're two different aspects of that. Christian Jones started what, almost 40 games for the Longhorns? Is that correct? I mean, that's a lot of experience, a lot of know-how that just walked out the door. And to have Cam Williams starting at right tackle, which I do think that that's who's going to win that job if he hasn't already. I think that the reality is that Texas fans have to have some level of understanding that there could be a breakdown or two, and it might be an issue on offense at times. The thing that I get back to with Coach when he talks about the strength overall of the team and the weakness, there are two things. I think that you're right, Coach, about Quinn coming into his own this year and the talent and weapons around him. They are well situated. Now, getting it all to mesh together is a different story. When you put in the offensive line, to your point, that is what will allow them to go or not go and have the time to actually become cohesive, right? If it is, it wouldn't matter who you had at quarterback if the offensive line was Swiss cheese, right? And so we saw that. I mean, I go back to many games where Texas – look, Ndamukong Suh, in the national champion – Texas played for the national championship that year. The offensive line was Swiss cheese that night because the other team had a guy that was a freak of nature, right? And my point being that offensive line has to be good enough, though. They have to be good enough, and they should be, to allow those skill players to be good. So I agree with Coach. The offense is the strength of the team once they get together and once the offensive line and the newcomer, Cam Williams, learns. I feel that strongly. The piece that I get to is this, and this is the weak point that Coach just mentioned. And it's from David Keith Williams. And I don't think a little bit of this is right, but I think there's a hint of correct observation to it. Texas has immense talent in the secondary. I don't know about immense, but they do have talent. Based on individual talents, the Longhorns could be a great secondary. The issue is coaching, and even more developing to play well as a group. Here's my take on that. The best secondaries, and I'd love to get y'all's thought on this. The best secondaries, they do have one or two bad mojos. They have one or two guys that are going to be seven, eight, nine, 10-year pros. Unless you're 2005 Texas and you got five of them.
That's immense talent, by the way.
Yeah, that's immense talent. That's a different category, right? My point being that playing as a group is as important as talent at times, if not more so. I want to get coach's thoughts on that because, look, I think Texas has talent back there. That's not the issue. Can they get them to play well? And can they get them to play supportive of what they're doing with the defensive front at the same time? That's where I think, and Rod is quick to point this out, there has been a disconnect at times over the last couple of years. You think that's partly the case, Coach? And I'd love to hear your deeper thoughts on that.
Well, I do. And you know, one of the things that Rod and I talk about a couple of times before on Football Theory is that that seems to us, we both agree that the two routes that we're having a difficult time with are the quick in routes, which are hard to cover anyway, and then the deep fades. And I think the deep fade is more of a skill set that you have to have. It's kind of like a receiver going up and being able to, as I say, moss somebody, have the timing to shield the defender and reach the ball at its highest point and all that. You know, the other things could be coaching. But I've said this about our coaching. I think if we have another year of bad secondary play, we could definitely see a change. But what people have to realize is the number one thing that a coach, if you say, what's the most important thing about your job? What's the easiest way to lose your job in college football is to be a bad recruiter. You know, if these guys are recruiting at an elite level, Sark is going to be a lot more patient with them because they're bringing in great talent. If they're not recruiting at a great level and their players are not developing, as it seems sometimes they're not, then it may be time to start looking, you know, at some change because we do have talent. But what I don't understand is why we keep seeing the same mistakes over and over and over. You know, that's what concerns me. I do think if you have just an elite recruiter, you go send him to talk to some of the best people in the country. And obviously Sark knows everybody. He has connections with the best staffs in the country. You know, just little coaching points, just little things here and there could help make the difference. But if we don't see it, if we don't see an improvement and those guys aren't recruiting at an elite level, but you also have to realize this, y'all have been doing this way longer than I have, but it seems to me that when you start making staff changes, it's kind of a red flag going up that, okay, I've made mistakes, things aren't going well. And we've all seen it when you start changing coordinators. Now it's, okay, I've got one shot left at this job and I've got to make some changes. So it would be best if there was a change to be made that those guys come out and find another job somewhere and they're not fired to calm the team and calm the masses. But I think if we continue to have trouble with making the same mistakes, then I think something's got to be done.
Yeah.
Well, and I hate to say that. As a former coach, you hate to say people need to, you know, but again, the most important thing are those guys recruiting at an elite level?
Yeah, I get it. Well, I think that they've got some guys that they're recruiting right now. My take on it is there is not a great deal of separation about how the players are coached, right? And so I'm not big on you know pushing that towards the coaches. A lot of it is actual skill set of the players and whether or not they can get there and do the things they need to do, et cetera. But we'll see. I mean, to coach's point, they got to show improvement this year, period, full stop. And I think they will. And I also think this, and Coach, this is the other piece. You're going from a league where they throw it around on any down, anywhere, first and 10 from their own four, and they're dropping back. You know what I mean? At the SEC, they're going to be trying to run the ball up the middle on first and 10 from your own four. That's just who they are. And so it's a little different. And so I think it'll be interesting to see how they're judged this year when they go to a little bit different conference from that perspective. Hey, guys, I asked a question real quick of the community on the On Texas Football YouTube page about who they thought the offensive breakout player might be for this year. Slick Rick wrote this, don't sleep on Gunnar Helm this season. I think he's going to have a breakout year. The other guys that I put up there were Cam Williams, who we just talked about, Amari Nyblack, Isaiah Bond, Silas Bolden, and Jaden Blue. Now, did Jaden Blue officially have his breakout late last year? Maybe so. Maybe so. Jerry, your thoughts on that question?
Yeah, I'm not going with any of those because I think Nyblack is already like on NFL radars. I think a lot of those guys are. DeAndre Moore, for me, as far as a guy that didn't play last year that's going to have a role this year that will make some plays and probably some winning plays throughout the season, I'm going with a guy like that. So I'm looking at DeAndre Moore. I think the other guys are established players and they're just coming in from different schools in those circumstances. But, I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than, like, I can't call Isaiah Bond a breakout player because just the play made against Auburn last year alone, no matter the rest of the plays he made. So I go with the DeAndre Moore. I think he's going to be sneaky good. If I had to go with a transfer, it'd be Matthew Golden, though. And that may be because he was hurt a little bit in the spring. But again, he's an established player. I'm thinking of somebody who's not established already, so I'm going DeAndre Moore.
All right. We're going to say thank you here to one of our sponsors, a really good sponsor of ours. That's TexasElectricityRatings.com. For anyone shopping for electricity in the deregulated areas of Texas, TexasElectricityRatings.com is the best place to find a great electricity plan for your household. For starters, it filters out the dangerous and gimmicky plans from providers that are all hat and no cattle when it comes to your monthly bill. You can shop by rate, but also by an average bill feature that actually takes into account seasonal usage to give you a real number and not some placeholder. So if you're looking for a new electricity plan, check out TexasElectricityRatings.com/OTF for the best options available. Hook them from the folks at TexasElectricityRatings.com.
Yeah, we had this super chat from Rick Herbst. Thank you for that. Have we lost any highs? Will you tell us? Have not yet, and absolutely always will. Oaten Horns, why not more panic already on recruiting? And I've seen your comments in there. I know you're kind of questioning it all in recruiting. But I'll say this. I think there's a lot of things that go into this. One, where was Texas ranked last year in recruiting right now? I mean, so
mid-teens is the answer, by the way. Mid-teens. Exactly.
Same place they were now. So how many guys did they get later in this process? I mean, Xavier Filsimi wasn't on the radar. Ty Anthony Smith was about to commit to A&M. That was a coaching carousel. Brandon Baker, you were battling for. You didn't know if you were going to get him. Five-star prospect. That list goes on and on. Kobe Black, Ryan Wingo, those guys went into the season. So why is there not more panic? Maybe it's experience doing this. Maybe it's watching what Sark's done in the last 3 years. Maybe it's that from a ranking standpoint, and I know he said there's no way. I said top five level class. To me, you can be the 5, 6, or 7 ranked class in your top five level class. That could come down to how many guys you sign. But you could have that level class. But no, I'm not. There's no panic in me in recruiting because there's a long way to go until December. And there's a lot that's going to happen. There's a lot of things that can play out. My question even isn't, will Texas have a highly ranked class? Are they going to fill the needs? And the other thing to think about with the class rankings, if Lance Jackson bumps to a 5-star his senior year, what does that do for your ranking? Smith Irogbo right now, one service has him inside what will be a 5-star ranking. Those things affect your ranking too. So class rankings wise, that stuff plays out. The senior player rankings matter in that. Where do guys go? Do they ascend in the rankings? Do they decline in the rank or fall in the rankings? And who are you going to add? If Texas signs 23, 24, 25 guys in this class, they're going to have a top 10 ranked class. The question is, are they going to have the number 4 class, 5 class, 6 class, 7 class, 8 class? I think they're going to be a top 5 level class. Does that mean they're going to be 4 or 5? No, but they're going to be in that area code.
If the transfer portal has told us, taught us anything, it's to be patient.
Yeah.
Be patient. And as I've said before, and we all have said it, the success of this season will have a lot to do. I love the way our guys sell the program, which obviously in my mind started in that running back room, back what, three years ago.
Yeah.
And then it just, and so we've got, instead of having guys telling recruits, hey man, you probably don't want to come here and play for these guys, which we had, unfortunately, at one time, not too distant future. But the success we're going to have, and the fact that our team, people want to be a part of that. They want to be a part of a culture that is truly a brotherhood. And as we've said, it's so, even guys on the team, they can't explain it. They never saw it. They didn't see it coming, but it just comes together. And I think that plays a huge, when somebody comes right down to the nut cutting of recruiting and signing, I think patience and the portal is and our success will take care of that. I'm obviously, we're all concerned, but I don't think any of us are panicking, and I don't think our staff is either. If Sark deserves anything, he deserves that. He's proven that he can pull guys out in the 11th hour, and so we'll see how that works out.
And I do want to finish with saying this though, if Texas is going to be in that position going into the season, they have to win out for DeCorian Moore and Jamie French. DeCorian Moore is a top 10 level kid in the country. That's massive for Texas. And Jamie French is a 5-star receiver out of the state of Florida. Texas has to win out for those two recruitments that they've been favored in, or we're having a different conversation on this chat as far as class rankings go.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Because they're ranked so high. So high.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I got it. Hey,
and you gotta have 3 5 stars to have a top 5 level class if that's what you're looking at. And hey, that would give you 2, and then it takes is adding a third guy or somebody ascending from a 4-star to a 5-star ranking.
Guys, we've had coach's comments about the secondary have kind of sparked a few comments in the chat that I think are worth getting to. With the new coaches, the new coaching rule, could Sark perhaps bring in another guy that helps mesh or marry the front and the back end of the defense together? And then the other one is this, if a guy makes too many mistakes over and over, then it may not be talent, and heck, it may not be coaching at that point. It may be the guy, right? And I think to this, and Terrence Brooks is the one that was beat over the top by Arch Manning in the spring game, if you remember that. He was often beat last year. He's one of the guys that, as Manny Muhammad came on and Ryan Watts was out with injury, Terrence Brooks got picked on a little bit last year, right? So I wonder if how that affects it. Jahdae Barron was not healthy all year last year. So I kind of think that there's a lot of issues there that are, it's hard to label just one thing. That's my point on it, I guess. And that's only natural because football is not just, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. That's not the way it is. And so I find it kind of interesting that we're talking a little bit about this this far out, 60 days to go. But we'll see how it goes. I do want to add this. I mentioned Jade Blue as a breakout player. Jake Faust said Blue had under 30 carries. We still need to see it from him. I want to ask Coach. All right, well, let me ask this to Coach.
Yeah.
When you see, I talked to a former coach that went to watch Texas practice this spring. Okay. He said, I don't know what I would do, but if I were Steve Sarkisian, I'd get that guy the ball 10 to 15 times a game because he's so damn fast. You agree with that, Coach, that he just has a little extra gear at running back that makes it a little bit like you got to try to get that guy the ball sometimes?
Absolutely. And he fits the mold of what Sark is. You know, if you say what does Sark look for in recruiting? Versatility. He wants versatile guys. And that almost always starts with some type of quickness or speed, depending on what position you're at. And Jaden Blue is a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield. You can motion him out the receiver, and you're not. And now all of a sudden, you may have a linebacker or safety covering a guy that's as fast as receivers are. You know, I agree. I think he's a guy that's got to touch the ball a lot this next fall, and I think his versatility will really help our offense.
Got it. Talking about speed, Jerry, here you go. Who is the fastest player on the team? Thanks, Bevo, for the super chat. Speed kills. Who's the fastest player on the team? Is it Isaiah Bond? Is it Ryan Wingo? I don't think – who could it be? Who would you think it is?
I think third year of college with strength and conditioning, if you put him in – race him in the 40 or 100 or 60, probably Isaiah Bond. That's my bet on who would win the races.
What about Jaden Blue?
I think he's top three. Mm-hmm. Jaden Blue, he may win he may have the fastest 10, but is he going to have the fastest 40 over Bond? I don't know. Bond's really fast. You're talking about a guy that ran 10-4, 10-5. Ryan, somebody brought up Ryan Niblett. If we're just talking about racing, Ryan Niblett's really fast. Those are guys that ran 10-4, 10-5 in high school. And now Isaiah Bond's been at a college strength and conditioning program at Alabama 2 years, now at Texas for a semester. Those guys are way ahead of the younger players. But my bet is Isaiah Bond will win the races, maybe not the 10, but the 40, the 60, the 100. So he's technically maybe your fastest guy. That doesn't mean he's maybe the fastest guy in pads with a ball in his hand, but he may be too. I mean, you're talking about him. You're talking about Blue. You could throw Ryan Niblett. Ryan Wingo, we'll see with that. He's right there. Isaiah Bolden may be your fastest 10 guy, your quickest guy in the whole program.
Silas Bolden.
Yeah, Silas Bolden. I mean, him and Jaden Blue are probably your most explosive 10-yard guys.
By the way, Ryan Wingo, I may be a year ahead of myself. Ryan Wingo and Jonte Cook would be my breakout players, but there's so much talent at receiver, especially with guys coming in. I don't know that they'll have a chance to break out. I may be a year early on that, but I'm those two guys, when it's all said and done, will be remembered as incredible players for the University of Texas. I love Ryan Wingo, and I love the way Jonte Cook is attacking this offseason.
Hey, by the way, how far is the program come that we're having the conversation now?
You know what? This is I want to end on this question because that actually makes me think of it. So, Bob, you're a coach. You've been a coach for a long period of time. If you're making up a receiver roster, okay, and you get three receivers, okay, are you going to try to go and line up and have all speed across maybe 6 foot, 185? Are you going to have different kinds of receivers at different spots?
I like Yeah, I like to have different. I like to have speed, of course. I like to have a guy that can go up and get it. And if that means that he has great vertical or that he's 6'4", 6'5", so be it. I like that guy you can go up and just throw it up, and you know he's probably going to come down with it. You know, on the other side, I like that 6 foot, 175, 180 pound guy that can flat fly. And I love I love to have the quick guy inside that can really burst out of a break and get separation from on shorter routes and turn those into long routes. That's me. I wouldn't say all the same. I'd say I like a little bit for different situations so that you can attack a defense in different ways.
So you get three guys, you get a tall outside receiver or a vertical catch guy, right? Competitive right. catch guy. Inside, and say that's, I don't know, Randy Moss, somebody like that, right? Then on the flip side, you have on the inside receiver, you have a guy like a Wes Welker. Somebody like that. And then on the outside, where you have the 6 foot, 175 pound guy that can just fly, maybe that's like your Xavier Worthy type.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's good stuff. All right. Hey, we've got the other stuff coming. Jerry and CJ doing a recruiting breakdown today as well. Jerry's on his way down to Florida, see some recruits as well. And then we have some other news and notes coming up the rest of the day. The next commitment we know of, Marco Jones is expected to go today. We think to A&M. Texas went with Smith Irogbo over him, we believe. Then also, I would say that Caleb Edwards, the tight end, expected to go to, I think, to either Alabama.
Or my girlfriend made the Alabama visit.
Yeah. And so that'll do that. We've got a number of different things going on, but that'll do it for this morning's Coffee and Football. We appreciate you guys coming in. I appreciate greatly Bob Shipley getting the call from the bullpen at the 11th hour and joining us today. Jerry stopping on his way into Florida as well. And also thank you to Texas Electricity Ratings as well as Manscaped. Also, please remember, help the people, the band over at Freer, if you get an opportunity to. I'll put the link into the chat one last time. All right, that'll do it for this morning's Coffee and Football. Longhorns pick up a commitment from Smith Irogbo yesterday. Big-time pledge, elite first step, and I love the fact that he plays through contact and keeps his eyes up the entire time. He sees the ball carrier. All right, that's it. That's going to do it for today. Thanks, everybody. Hook 'em.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Jean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.